Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hi guys, how are you? Welcome to the 483rd episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, broadcasting to all corners of the globe each week on your radio, your TV, your computer, your phone, and all the way from your little studio by the sea. Busy as ever. I was in the French Alps at the weekend seeing my daughter. We had 29 degrees and then we had snow. Crazy times. For those of you, if you don't know, I used to live in a French Alps, a ski resort called Morzine, and we did a couple of sunsets shows there. Sunsets on the slopes, it was absolute carnage, if I remember rightly. And Danny Howard came out and we had 3,000 very drunk people staggering around at the end of the season. One of we did an end of the season party. So I've been out there mucking about, but I am back and I've set aside an hour to play you an eclectic selection of electronic music, taking you from the beach to the dance floor, including movie soundtracks, progressive house, some down-tempo, and anything that I think you might like to hear. So over the next 60 minutes, we've got some stuff from myself, Icarus, Hoax, Bjork, or Bjorky, as I call her, Everything, Datsky, and many more. But don't worry if you've not heard any of these or don't know who they are. I'm also going to play another soundtrack selection decided by one of you lot, and that this one actually comes from a retro computer game. But first up, we're going to do some old stuff and new stuff. Bit of a mix this week is a very old trip hop classic from the one and only Sneaker Pimps. This, of course, is Six Underground, and this is Feel It Brasilia on the mix.
Take me. Far off losing. is Sunsets, 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 Sunsets. +44 800 776 5112 112 112 112
Okay, so that last one was one of mine, Low Sun, from the Behind the Sun album, which is a terrifying 24 years old now. And before that was Hoax, an artist who doesn't seem to have done anything for a few years. Beautiful track. We used to play that on the show, Seaside, taken from an EP that came out back in 2016 called All We've Known. Now it's time to listen to someone else's suggestion next. Each week we ask the Sunset listeners from around the world to call my voicemail line and tell us about some music that they think we'd like to hear, from a film, a TV show, computer game or advert. We call it the Soundtrack Selection, and if you'd like to have a go, make sure you've got this number saved in your phone. +44 800 7765 112. Right, this week's pick comes from Leslie in Worcester, who's in the UK, who's taken us back to the heady world of 90s PC gaming. Take it away, Leslie.
Hi, this is Leslie, calling from Worcester here in the UK. I've been a massive fan for years, right from the first podcast, and Behind the Sun was the album that probably got me into electronic music in the first place, so thanks for that. My soundtrack selection, I guess, is a little bit obscure, from a 1997 computer game called Little Big Adventure 2. Song's called Song for Gabriel. It's by Silly Vashy. Very obscure, but I remember playing this computer game a lot when I was growing up and felt how beautiful the song was. I'm really pleased to see that it's appeared on streaming over the last few years, so hopefully you'll be able to share with the listeners. Keep up the good work, and I hope to see you down on Echo the Woods soon. Cheers.
Thank you.
Right, you just heard Icarus with Dreams of You featuring Ray Morris and MAA with 724 and RIB. I mean, that's a mouthful, isn't it? I mean, ridiculous. A tune called Frozen, and that's the SAT remix. We played both of those before. Really nice tunes. Before that, we heard this week's soundtrack selection, something a little bit different, chosen by Leslie and Worcester here in the UK. He picked out something from a 1997 computer game called Little Big Adventure 2, which was right in the early days of gaming and getting the proper scores and soundtracks as we know from them now. Particularly that piece, which was called Song of Gabriel, and it was by a French composer called Philippe Vahy. So there you go. And if there's something that you used to play when you were younger that you remember and had an amazing soundtrack, look it up on YouTube, get the details, give me a call, and you can leave me a message on my voicemail 24 hours a day. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. And of course, it's not just computer games. It could be movie, advert, Netflix series, anything really. Let's push the boundaries, guys. Right, next up, something a little bit different. A track from last year's Manchester art rock indie band, Everything Everything. We've played it once on Sunsets. And I just really love the melody. It's a great track. It's called Cold Reactor.
So we built the mountain by digging out a mighty hole. And thought our bugs, we carried every rock and stone. But now the hole is deeper than anybody ever planned. And we're blocking out the sun. I believe in life and tell that you believe in killing time. By the fingertips, I'm hanging on. Some say to, but I got evil on my own. I haven't left the house in nearly 30,000 days. I sent you the image of a little yellow face to tell you that I'm sad about the emptiness that's all around me. And I can't stop the ringing in your ears. When everything we love becomes a picture of a simulation, it wakes me in the middle of the night. I love you like an atom bomb, but I've become a cold reactor. So dark a supermarket. Some of us stayed in the pit because it felt so comfortable to dwell below. We made the mountain bigger, though we had forgotten why. It's a dream I'm in with you. We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Parafakuva. What a strange name for a band. Parafakuva. I can't talk, I'm called Chicane. It was Parafakuva with Ventilate, and before that was Bjorki with the... I think it's almost her best track for me. A hyper ballad, of course. I think David Seaman from Brothers in Rhythm did a mix on that back in the day. Great tracks. Now, in terms of dance music news this week, most of the chat has been around the recent Coachella festival in California. Now, Canadian artist Grimes had to issue an apology following technical difficulties during her DJ set, which had to be stopped around 20 minutes in. The music was playing at double speed and she was struggling to mix anything together, and later explained on the website, formerly known as Twitter, to save time, this was one of the first times I've outsourced essential things like the BPMs and letting someone else organize the tracks on the SD card, etc. I replied to a couple of things on X regarding this particular incident, and I think this is kind of synonymous with people who have a reputation for being an artist or whatever they are, an influencer or whatever, we've seen it before, and they find themselves on the main stage of a huge festival and they don't actually really know how or what they're doing. I just think it was pretty unprofessional. If you get to that position where you are in front of hundreds of thousands of people, we don't outsource the BPMs, do we? No, we do not. I could go on about this particular topic. I feel there's a lot of people who get a few followers, next minute they think they're a brand, now I'm a DJ, blah, blah, blah. The technology's changed, everyone can mix stuff because they're synced together. Listen, it's not what it's about, okay? And also, you know I'm pretty vocal about sticking a bin on your head or throwing cake at people. This isn't really where I come from, or a lot of people that really are the ground roots of what all these things are. Now, admittedly, you know, genres zip off in different directions from EDM to dubstep to whatever, you know, and we get all that. But we do actually need to be artists. We do actually need to play. We do have to have some credibility, and stuff like that undermines what we do, really. So that's all we're going to say about that. But there was another little bit that Damon Albarn from Blur also vowed to never return to Coachella after their performance. I tell you what, it was a weekend. The crowd didn't really buy into what they were doing, guys. And I have to say, I thought it was rather a strange pairing, because I think most of the audience weren't even alive when Blur released their first record. So, yeah, bit of a mixed bag of stuff going on there. Back to music, guys. Next up is a couple of progressive house legends from the Netherlands. Arjen, this is difficult to pronounce. Arjen Olieruk and Peter Krieg, who go under the name of 16 Beat Lolitas, or 16 BL as they now seem to be named. This track's called Right Here, and it is on the Ajuna Deep label, of course. Thank you.
If you could catch life in a bottle, you'd never let it go. With all the answers, I'd still follow.
I think that's the only new track I've played this week's show. Datsky with Right Here on the Colourwise label. I'm Nick Chicane, and I'm afraid that's all we've got time for this week, guys. I hope you've enjoyed everything you've heard over the last hour. And if you want to listen again, you can find Sunsets on your favourite podcast app, along with Mixcloud, YouTube. And if you'd like to send me a message, just keep up to date with all my music and movements. Just find me on the Facebook at Chicane Music, Nick Chicane on X, TikTok and Instagram. Thank you very much for listening, guys. I shall be back same time, same place. I shall leave you with something I know absolutely nothing about. There's not even a single Google result for this tune. Got sent it. This is Ophanium, I think it's called, with Wonder. And it could be the other way around. Who knows? Take care, guys. See you next week.
Chicane presents Sunsets. Keep in touch and get a full track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/Chicane Music.
Sunsets is a Distorted production. This is distorted.com.